Australian researchers' ambition to keep the Aurora Australis icebreaker in our waters has been dealt a blow, with reports that the vessel has been sold to Argentina. For three decades, the Orange Ruffy transported thousands of scientists, crew and supplies for Australia's Antarctic mission. Earlier this month, we spoke to Dr. Melanie Van Twest, who has been heading up the campaign to save the Aurora Australis and was hoping it would be converted into a floating museum. And she joins us again from Melbourne. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Norman.
So, Melanie, the Royal Australis Foundation had hoped to raise enough funds to keep it permanently docked in Hobart. P&O has given you to the end of June to do this, but they seem to have found an alternate buyer. Can you confirm that?
I can't confirm that, Norman. We got wind on Friday, thanks to an Argentinian supporter who alerted us to an announcement in a local group that the purchase had been completed. We've since had advice that the purchase is not yet completed, but P&O are speaking to a number of potential buyers. So we're not absolutely sure what's going on at this point, but there is a very good chance that the Aurora Australis will be leaving Australian waters.
It's an oldish boat. What's the price they're looking for? I mean, have you got a sense of how much you need to raise to be competitive?
So the price that was given to us by the Argentinian source was $2 million, which we presume is US dollars, of course. So that's about 3 million Australian in current money. That's better for the P&O, obviously, than the 1 million US that was put on her as a scrap metal value. Either way, we don't have the resources to not only purchase the ship, but then have money to back us up to look after the ship while we establish the museum. And that's one of the reasons why we've been calling all along for government support.
Have you heard from the Federal Arts Minister, Paul Fletcher, who you appeal to?
Unfortunately, not at this stage. We've had brilliant support from the local federal member in Hobart, Andrew Wilkie, and who has also written to the federal minister. And we've written, of course, and a number of other people have written, but we haven't heard anything back at this stage.
If Argentina gets the boat, what will they do with it? Do you know? What does your source tell you?
I believe, well, it tells me that they are planning to use it to support their own Antarctic program. So in a way, it's actually quite encouraging to know that the Aurora Australis will have a continued life doing what she does best, which is supporting a national Antarctic research program. So on that level, I suppose it's hard to be unhappy completely. Our preference that she stays in Australia comes from the fact that she is Australian designed, Australian built, is the longest serving ship. She's unique in that sense. And she has her own story to tell Australians. And she also embodies the stories of the thousands of Australians who sailed on board. And unfortunately, if she leaves us, she won't get to tell those stories in person, at least.
So it would be a floating museum of the journey to Antarctica or Antarctica itself or both?
All of the above. A floating museum to tell her own story and the ships that came before her, to talk about what it's like to go to Antarctica, but also to talk about the work that has been done on board, particularly in terms of Antarctic science. And it's one of the things that we don't really celebrate as much in Australia, not that we really celebrate Australia's Antarctic connections and work and heritage very much anyway.
Well, and pretty significant. I mean, what in particular would you want to emphasise in terms of what we've done? And, you know, we were amongst the first down to Antarctica and developed stations there.
Indeed. And we punch well above our weight in terms of, the contribution we make to the international Antarctic research on a scientific level, in terms of protecting Antarctica. Bob Hawke was one of the people who was instrumental behind the Madrid Protocol of the early 1990s, which saw Antarctica essentially locked away as an international area where mineral exploration and other things would be minimised so that the environmental and scientific benefits of the continent could be preserved for humanity.
I mean, could this history be lost if we lose the vessel?
It won't be lost as such because we always have it, of course, but it's not communicated well to Australia and Australians at the moment. So if we lose the vessel, of course, we as a foundation will be very disappointed, but we will continue to work on our secondary plan, which is to have an Australian Museum of Antarctica.
Melanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Quick word to go to aurora-australis.org.au to have a look at what we're doing and sign our petition. Thanks, Norman.
And hope that you get in before the sale is made. Dr. Melanie Van Twest, who is Secretary of the Aurora Australis Foundation.